Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about it, the regrets of living life safe. And that's where America's been. America's been living life safe in the last 60 years, probably, in the 50s is when everybody really started focusing on, just getting your house and your
white picket fence,
your job, white picket fence, your wife and your three or four kids. And you go to your job, you come home, you go to your job and you come home. But it's gotten, and the thing about the 50s and the 60s, or pretty much the 50s, is people who didn't know God then feared God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Today, people who say they know him don't fear him. And, you know, it's just amazing that the times and the seasons that have changed. And it's become about, you know, the job and the career and the property. And they have, you know, the programs. And I see these programs on television where they show next house after the next house after the next house after the next house after the next house. And it's like, what does the world really think of Americans?
Yeah.
You know, the
right.
ones that are, and obviously they're probably not getting that channel, but you're just thinking, my goodness, how embarrassing. We're paying $4 million for the next one because this one didn't have the right color for us or something. And this is amazing. But think about it. You know, the regret of living life safe. As believers, we're called to live by faith. Faith is what you're, it's being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's about living in the now. Now faith is. That's what we're called to do. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, we're called to take risks in the cultures that we live in, to speak in a way in the culture that we live in that's very risky because it's against the culture normally of what's going on as we begin to share the things of God. We're called to give so that we have. You know, we're called to make God known in all the earth through his son, Jesus Christ. We're risking persecution, pain, loss of things and stuff and freedom. But listen, there's no, who's risking that? Who's stepping out? Who's stepping out in the church? Christians. I'm talking about Christians here. We know some ones that are stepping out that aren't Christians. Like, my goodness. If the Christians could step out like that.
That's right.
You know, are we willing? And that's what we're called to do. It's not like some optional thing. And you're living your life for regret if you're not. Because you're going to stand alone before God and the throne of God, the judgment seat of Christ. And you're going to say, what did you do with your life? Well, I've gathered things and stuff. And I didn't respond to the orphan. I didn't respond to the homeless. I didn't respond to the lost people that I could have told them about you. And we're going to be held accountable for that. Think about it. 97, the Christians in America, for example, according to George Barna, you know, we're not willing to be inconvenienced even with our own children because statistically that the reason why abortions happen is because that child's going to cost me to work harder. It's going to, you know, we already have enough kids and the inconvenience of self or what people will think of me or all those different things that happen. It's statistically, it's not just the world getting abortions. So now you're seeing the numbers come down for the actual doctor abortion. But if you back up a little bit and look at the day after pill or plan B pill, the numbers are skyrocketed.
Yeah.
The numbers are skyrocketed. And the selfish aspect of it is, and then 97% of the regular church attenders, according to George Bonner, are robbing from God because not willing to take a risk to trust God to give him, he gives us everything. And you can't honor him with his tithes and offerings out of that. It's like, we're not in the, you know, we're called living life safe will not end well at the throne of God because we're called to trust God, not trust ourselves and trust what we do. Even though God blesses the work of our hands and he doesn't mind us having things as long as things don't have us. But listen, if those things have us and God doesn't have us, it's not going to be well. He's concerned about the orphan. He's concerned about the child in sex trade. He's concerned about the poor and the hungry and the homeless. He's concerned about that person that you have not even yet witnessed to and told them about this God that you profess to know. He wants them to know. He loves them. He loves mankind. He died for all mankind. And we're going to have to answer for that. You know, versus, you know, we're called to live by faith, not by sight. Jesus said, they'll hate you. They hated me. They'll hate you. And that's a risk. A lot of people aren't willing to take that risk to not be liked by people as they stand up for God or being made to look foolish, you know. And think about it. Paul talked about of I'm always last of the procession of faith, basically where the dung of the animals that are in the parade are left behind. I'm locked up in prison, falsely accused. Everybody, including Jesus, who stood up for God, were treated poorly in this world and lost things and lost reputation and all these different things. And so we're called to be risk takers. The day that we're in right now, and the thing about it is we're in a culture that says that's okay. But God says, no, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to step out. It's more than believing God for a better car.
Right.
It's more than, you know, believing God for your next house payment. It's about believing God for human beings, people that are lost, that don't know him, and you telling them about him. It's about you loving people and stepping out at your workplace and everywhere you are in your life for God. Not being ashamed of him before men so he won't be ashamed of you before the Father. Listen, it's time to be a risk taker. It is this thing about living a safe life, and what you're seeing is 401ks crashed, and they're about to crash again because all these people who lived their life and didn't say, yeah, I got it all figured out, I'm going to work my days, and I'm going to retire, and I got my pension. You know, I think it's like 47 states, according to Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, has pensions due now that they don't have any money to pay them. And it's all coming to a head. And the only thing that's coming to a head is the decision that you failed to make early on in your life. You need to make it now, which is making Jesus the Lord of your life,
right?
Not your pension, not your retirement. Understand that just like, you know, the Lord told you, Pat, that enjoy it for a season because nothing's secure.
Right.
You know, it comes and it goes. And we're called to be risk takers. You're called to say, God may speak to you and say, listen, go to China. He may tell you, you know, go to another city and begin to plant a church. He may call you to begin to just shake your own city that you're at. But quite often, he's calling you to a different city because even Jesus in his home city, it was real difficult for him to minister in his home city in Nazareth. And he's Jesus.
Right.
The best thing to do is just ignore Nazareth and keep on ministering.
And move on.
Yeah. But understanding that, that's who we're called to be. We're called to be risk takers. And there's regret. The regret of living a safe life is dread at the throne room of God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to seize, you know, Steve Hill said that the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity. And this is the opportunity that we have while we're still alive, while we still have a chance to. We need to not live a safe life, but be willing to do everything that we can do. You know, regret is a horrible thing because when it's all said and done, you don't want to live like, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. It's over. It's done with. And we can learn from that. We can say, listen, you know what? I don't want to have those regrets on the back end. I want to do all that I can in the strength that I have for God because I'm going to see him one day and I want to have something to offer him. I want my life to count. I want my life to make a difference. You only have one. You only have one life.
Is what you're living for worth Christ dying for?
That's right.
That's what it's going to boil down to. Yeah. Did my son die for that?
Yeah.
For a pension plan? For a larger house?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what was it? What was the thing that he died for? And that's where we are right now. It's going to require men and women to rise up. You think about this pastor right now that's in jail for... planting churches in Iran, who are meeting in houses, like a network there, that he's in jail facing a life sentence. I mean, how beautiful is his reward for being willing to go into Iran?
Right.
That they consider you get a death penalty for preaching Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing is, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing for God?
Right.
How is our life a sweet fragrance to God?
Right.
And fragrances come by denying ourselves, picking up our cross and following the Lord. He says, you know, in view of God's mercy, offer your body, your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Think about that. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to say, here's my body, Lord. Use me as you will. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. Here we are.
Right.
But that's not that way. I mean, right now, it's not that way. So many other things are being taught right now. and they're false teachings. If it doesn't line up with, this is what a false teaching is. It might not make sense to you when you hear that. If Jesus says left in his word and somebody's preaching right,
mm-hmm.
or if Jesus says yes in his word and somebody else is saying, well, it used to be yes, but now it's no.
Yeah.
Because things are changing. That's a false teaching. It's just the word of God is in its original form is without error.
Yeah.
Without error. And it's powerful as living, it's active than a sharper than a double edged sword. And the world cannot shake it because it's so powerful because God is with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're talking about when we talk about that. So this is the day to really just shake ourselves because deception, the word deceived means what we think we're doing is right when we're wrong. Uh-huh. And so deception is just blanketing America right now. And deception is just in the church. You see people just deceived and saying, you know, everything's okay, everything's fine, when everything they're doing and everything that they're saying and how they're living is totally different than what God would say and expect.
Yeah. Well, God allowed us to be born for his purposes, not for our own. The Bible says he knit us in our mother's womb. And so it's not so that we can acquire more and more and more, but it's to say, God, you know, you created me for a purpose. What do you want me to do with this one life? I only have one.
Right.
And we have that chance to do something.
And it's like I was saying that when you're 10 years old, if your life's moving slow,
you know,
the M will never get you like 10 miles an hour. You're 10 years old. Is like 10 miles an hour.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Right. I remember looking at the clock in school going, that's the slowest moving second hand I've ever seen in my life. Then, you know, you're 25 years old and now your life is moving at 25 miles an hour towards the end of your life.
Right.
And then you reach 40 years old. Now you're driving at 40 miles an hour and you realize, listen, this thing's going to end. And, and how am I going to answer for this? How am I going to answer for this? And you look at even, I don't want to speak, you know, we have a lot of time about it, but if even the elderly in our own nation, in our church, you know, what are you living passionately for God? Are you setting the example for those that are coming after you? Most all are living for ourselves. We've got to say, you know what? We've got to begin. We're going to have to answer for this because at 50, that's 50 miles an hour. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's ending and we're going to answer for it. I want to encourage you. So many resources available at VFNTV.com on the VFN Torch and also VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Maybe that's for you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.